This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Stephen A. Harrison, a gastroenterologist and hepatologist, to discuss the role FibroScan technology has played in the management of patients with liver disease. Dr. Harrison, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on today. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome, and we really appreciate you taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to join us here today. So if you would, share with us the ongoing need for assessing liver stiffness and fat as a part of liver health assessment and why the detection of fatty liver disease remains, you know, such a pressing challenge for Americans today, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Get into some of those details to lead things off.
Absolutely. And this is a huge area of really unmet and unaddressed medical need in our community and in the United States and around the world. So what we've seen is a growing pandemic, if you will, of obesity. And with that, we get a rise in the rates of diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which is a component of high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, lipids, in the setting of diabetes and obesity. And while most people know what those diseases are, and it's something that usually gets addressed at the primary care level, what's often overlooked is what's happening as a result of that in the liver. And that is the accumulation of fat in the liver. So when you eat excess calories, when you have excess energy, it gets stored in the form of fat. And often that gets stored in the liver. And you might say, well, okay, what does that mean? What's the so what there? Well, the so what is that two things happen. When you have excess fat in the liver, it actually predisposes you to the development of diabetes if you don't yet have it. And number two, it can cause liver injury. Now, not in every case, but in about 25% of cases of fatty liver, that fat in the liver is actually toxic and can lead to inflammation, injury, and the subsequent development of scar tissue. And let me tell you a little bit about scar tissue, because that's important for the conversation. The liver heals just like the skin does. When you get a cut on your skin, you form a scab. That scab allows skin cells to cross the cut and then bridge the gap, heal, and when that happens, the scab falls off. It takes about 10 to 14 days. Now, the liver heals the same way. You injure the liver, you activate these cells in the liver called stellate cells, which begin to lay down a scab. Now, we don't call it a scab. We call it scar tissue. We call it fibrosis. But imagine a scenario where I cut your skin every day for 30 years. The scab gets uglier and uglier and bigger, and it never heals. Now, that would never happen, of course, but it does happen in the liver, where people continue to develop fat in their liver. They don't do anything to get the fat out of their liver, and that inflammatory environment persists for decades. And over that couple of decades, the scar tissue gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, in my world, in the liver world, scar tissue is staged on a scale of 0 to 4. With 0 being no scar and 4 being what we call cirrhosis. Now, most of you understand that cirrhosis is linked to alcohol, but it also can be linked to metabolic diseases like obesity and diabetes and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And it's asymptomatic most of the time. You don't know you have it. So that's why it's imperative to begin to look for this. If you have risk factors that predispose you to fatty liver disease. And that's one of the discussion points for today.
Well, certainly some eye-opening information to get things underway here today. I'm sure you have the attention of the audience and certainly myself as well. Now, how does FibroScan tie into your clinical workflow, and how might other clinicians be able to use it as well?
Well, we need a tool that can non-invasively and very simply detect fat and some degree of assessment of scar tissue in the liver. And ideally, that test needs to be point of care. It needs to be at the point where the patient is coming in for a clinical visit. So if you could put this tool in the hands of primary care doctors, gastroenterologists, endocrinologists that are seeing patients, then it becomes a very simple tool to utilize. So FibroScan is a device that uses ultrasound-based technology to identify both fat in the liver and then stiffness, which correlates with the scar tissue or the scab that's developing in the liver. It takes about 10 minutes to do. It's simple. It's non-invasive. And it's something I use in my clinical practice every day. In fact, I call it my sixth vital sign. I don't see a patient without a FibroScan because it tells me two very important variables. Do you have fat in your liver or do you not? And if you do, is it linked to stiffness in the liver, which we would then link to scar tissue or inflammation or both inflammation and scar?
Now, after hearing all that, if you would, tell us about the successes that you're seeing as a result of the FibroScan FastScore implementation and the research you've gathered from it so far. I'd love to hear some details on that.
Yeah, so let me unpack that a little bit. So FibroScan itself, as I mentioned, is a tool that gives me those two variables. So fat, no fat, and then fibrosis, inflammation, or no fibrosis, inflammation. And so right off the bat, when a patient comes into my office and I do the scan and the score for the fat content shows that there's fat in the liver, and we call that the CAP score, the controlled attenuation parameter. That's one of the measures of FibroScan. That tells me whether there's fat present or not. And the cutoff is 280. If it's more than 280, there's fat in the liver. If it's less than 280, it's unlikely to be fat in the liver. It goes up to 400. So if I see a patient that walks into my clinic and their CAP score is 300, let's say, then I will say that patient has fatty liver. The next thing I look at is the stiffness score. If it's less than 6 kilopascal, kPa, then I say there's nothing to worry about. There's no inflammation. There's no scar. You have fat in your liver, but it's not causing you any damage. So right then and there, I'm able to prognosticate my patient's liver disease. Yes, they have fat, but there's no damage in the liver. Now, that's very important because I can print that out. The patient can take that home with them, and my instruction to them is four words: eat less, run more. You need to diet and exercise, modify your lifestyle, and try to get the fat out of your liver. Why? Well, we talked about that at the top of the show, and that is fat in the liver is a prelude to worsening metabolic parameters. So the risk of developing diabetes is much greater in a patient that has fatty liver, for instance. Think of it this way. The liver is like the canary in the coal mine. If you don't know that analogy, the little canary was something that saved lots of lives in coal miners, particularly in West Virginia, but around the world. So coal miners go down into a mine shaft and they're mining coal, and sometimes they hit pockets of carbon monoxide. And in the past, several miners have died because of this this gas that basically, you know, kills them. So somebody got the bright idea one day to put a little bird in the cage and take that down with them. And if the bird's singing and chirping and bouncing around, they know they're good to go. If they look over and the bird is dead, they know to get out of the coal mine. The liver is the same. You can use that as a similar analogy. So if you have normal metabolic state, you should have no fat in your liver, assuming you don't drink alcohol to any significant degree. But if you do have fat in your liver, that's a sign that your metabolic state is not where it needs to be. So in my case, for instance, where we had an elevated CAP score that was consistent with steatosis, but we had no scar or inflammation because the KPA, the kilopascal score, was less than 6, then what I told my patient is, right now, your prognosis from a liver perspective is very, very, very good. However, you do have work to do because we need to improve your metabolic state. And we're going to do that through lifestyle change, through diet and exercise. We're going to eat less carbs. We're going to cut out the bread, rice, pasta, pizza, potatoes, tortillas. And we're going to exercise more, both aerobically and anaerobically. That means we're going to walk, we're going to ride a bike, we're going to row, we're going to jog, and we're going to lift weights because we need to build lean muscle. And the hope there is that you're going to come back to me in about 6 months, and I'm going to repeat that fibro scan. And now I'm going to hope that the CAP score, the controlled attenuation parameter score, is dropped below 280. And now I can tell you, good news of great joy for today, in whatever city you live in, you no longer have fatty liver. And your risk of developing diabetes has just dropped, and your risk of developing other metabolic complications has dropped as well. Now, so the FAST score is a simple score that takes the liver enzyme aspartate aminotransferase, or AST, and combines it with the FibroScan CAP score and the KPA score. Now, this tool is very helpful in identifying what we call the at-risk NASH patient. So let me unpack that for a moment. So at-risk NASH is a patient that has fatty liver, but that fat has caused inflammation and cell injury, which has led to the development of scar tissue in the liver. We talked about that again at the top of the show. So a NASH patient with stage 2 fibrosis or greater has been linked to a higher degree of progression to cirrhosis and end-stage liver disease. So that population is an important one to identify. If we can identify them early, then it gives us a chance to try to reverse or pivot from that natural history, which is one of disease progression. So if you're an at-risk NASH patient, your risk of developing a liver-related complication in your lifetime rises significantly. So when we add that liver-based blood test, the AST, it's a blood-based test. You just go to the lab, get a blood draw. Doctors call it liver function test, LFTs. It's probably more appropriately termed a liver chemistry test. But suffice it to say, you just want to know what the AST is. And you combine the AST with the FibroScan KPA and CAP score, and it gives you what we call the FAST score, the FAST score, which identifies this at-risk NASH population. And the number there is greater than 0.67. So if the FAST score is greater than that number, then you have a very good probability that the patient has at-risk NASH. And we want to be more aggressive at managing those people, not just simply say, go home, lose weight, exercise, come back and see me in 6 months. We want to spend a little bit more time addressing that liver disease and potentially getting them to a specialist that can help manage that, and potentially even a clinical trial, because we have so many good drugs in development for NASH, this at-risk NASH population, that we're really beginning to move the needle in reversing that disease. So it's real important to use that score to identify that group of patients, the minority of patients that actually do progress. Because out of 100 million Americans with fatty liver, we're only talking about 25 million, about 25% of them develop this fatty hepatitis, if you will, this non-alcoholic steatohepatitis or NASH that can progress in disease. So not only do we want to identify fatty liver patients, but we want to identify that at-risk NASH patient as well.
Really appreciate the thorough coverage and details here today. Really well explained. Can't thank you enough. Today we're speaking with Dr. Stephen A. Harrison, a gastroenterologist and hepatologist and the Medical Director of Pinnacle Clinical Research and Visiting Professor of Hepatology at the University of Oxford. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Harrison, what work is being done to improve any previous high screen failure rates? And has there been any improvement since late phase clinical trials have been completed?
So this is a fascinating topic. It's we are making so many advances on treating fatty hepatitis or NASH. And one of the issues that we've been faced with is when we look at our population of fatty liver, how do we do a better job at really getting after that at-risk NASH population I just mentioned? So we do have the FAST tool to use, that FibroScan plus AST, that blood-based biomarker, but we also can begin to look at the patient as a whole, and that is if you have diabetes, if you're over the age of 50, if you're Hispanic, if you're female, your risk of having that at-risk NASH actually rises. If you have a family history of liver disease, if you say, hey, my dad, my brother's sister, my grandparent died of liver disease, then that increases your risk as well. So we begin to take the history of the patient and we combine it with some of these scores, and we can improve the probability of identifying the right patient for a clinical trial. Now, where we're at with clinical trials is absolutely mind-boggling. We are on the verge of having our first approved treatment for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and I think it's going to be a huge game changer. So stay tuned. There are over 34 different drugs in development to treat this liver disease, and the future looks incredibly bright.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, and a lot to look forward to in those regards. Now, speaking of which, do you have any patient stories that you could share with us about the success of monitoring liver stiffness and fat with FibroScan? That would be great.
Absolutely. So, I mentioned at the top that I do FibroScan on all of my patients that I see in clinic. In fact, I have clinic tomorrow again, and I give the patients a copy of their FibroScan when they come to see me. And it, let's say it's abnormal. Let's say, again, that CAP score is above 280. Let's just pick a number, 340. And the KPA is abnormal. I said less than 6 is normal. I worry when it's greater than 8.5. So let's pick a 12 KPA. So let's say our patient has a CAP of 340 and a KPA of 12. I've seen this happen over and over again where I give them that picture, that image, that number, that it's an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that has both the fat score and the KPA score on it. And I say, go put that on your refrigerator. Use that as motivation to do the right things, to eat right, to exercise properly. And it's one thing to exercise every now and then. It's another thing to exercise routinely, and that's what you need to do. Persistence and perseverance are two words that I try to preach every day to my fatty liver patients. And then I say, you're going to come back and see me in 6 months, and we're going to repeat that FibroScan, and we're going to see how well you did. And so those patients use that as motivation. They wake up every morning, they see that FibroScan on the refrigerator, and it's a reminder of where their liver disease is and a reminder of what not to eat when they open the refrigerator and what they should eat as well. And then when they come back and we repeat the FibroScan, and let's say their CAP score is less than 280 and their KPA has dropped from 12 to, say, 9, that's incredible as a self-motivator to say, hey, I lost 10 pounds, but more importantly, look what it did to my liver disease. And so we use that as a positive reinforcement tool. And it also makes me feel better because I have something that's non-invasive and it's on top of liver enzymes, because I'm hoping those get better as well. But sometimes liver enzymes are normal in the setting of bad liver disease. And all I've got is that FibroScan to tell me that the patient is getting better. So I use that as a positive reinforcement tool, but I also use it to make me feel and understand how my patient's liver has transformed as a result of that weight loss and that lifestyle management.
I can't thank you enough for the information shared here today and for what you're doing in the space. Certainly sounds like you're seeing a lot of great results with this technology. And again, thanks for introducing it all to the audience today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention or make us aware of as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I would just like to conclude by saying, if you have risk factors for fatty liver, to include a family history of liver disease, overweight, diabetic, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, then I would say ask your doctor about fatty liver. Ask if you have fatty liver. And then at that point, if you do, then I want you to focus on losing 10% of your body weight with the goal of cutting out carbohydrates and increasing your exercise. And with that, I think you'll be much better off as we come out of this COVID pandemic and we begin to be more active. I think it'll also make your liver much more healthier.
Great and simple advice in conclusion today. Dr. Harrison, really appreciate that. And I'm sure listeners want to know, and also those health professionals would like to know where they could get more information on the FibroScan technology and how could they be in touch as well.
I would just put in FibroScan in the Google browser, or EchoSense is the manufacturer of that. And I'm sure that that would link you to information that would provide you with a way to find out more about how you could get a FibroScan in your particular area.
Sounds good, Dr. Harrison, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well to further aid. Dr. Harrison, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be a part of your program.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen A. Harrison, a gastroenterologist and hepatologist and the medical director of Pinnacle Clinical Research and visiting professor of hepatology at the University of Oxford. And for more details, visit echosens.us. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.